It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 27th, 1890, two U.S. patents for the first jukebox were issued to Louis Glass and his business associate William Arnold, describing a coin-actuated attachment for phonographs. 1931, the first full-scale U.S. wind tunnel for testing airplanes was opened at the Langley Field Research Center in Virginia. It was a 30-foot-high, 60-foot-wide tunnel, and the aerodynamics of full-size airplanes could be tested in airspeeds up to 115 miles per hour. Also in 1931, Auguste Piccard and Charles Knipfler become the first men to enter into the stratosphere when they ride their balloon to an altitude of 51,800 feet, or 10 miles above the Earth. 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened to the public. 1939, Detective Comics number 27 featured Batman, superhero Batman, to go on to as one of the greatest commercial successes in the comics industry. 1946, tests of the Westinghouse airborne system for television relay were conducted at the U.S. East Coast between Boston and Detroit by Glenn L. Martin. 1953, Universal International released their first 3D feature film, It Came From Outer Space, with a stereophonic sound, directed by Jack Arnold and starring Richard Carlson, Barbara Rush, and Charles Drake to U.S. theaters. 1959, after nearly a decade of service, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology finally deactivates the Whirlwind computer. It was debuted in 1951 on Edward R. Murrow's See It Now television series. 1974, the first BBC simultaneous broadcast of pop music on television and stereo radio was a concert by Van Morrison. 1977, the Walt Disney Company dedicates the Space Mountain ride in Tomorrowland at Disneyland. It would cost them $20 million to construct. Also in 1977, a Unix colloquium in Glasgow marks the beginning of UKUUG, the UK's Unix and Open Systems User Group. 1981, Apple Computer sells 2.6 million shares to the public at $31.25 per share. 1982, Wang Laboratories introduced the Wang Professional Computer featuring an Intel 16-bit processor. Prices started at $2,700, went up to $9,000. 1985, Apple Computer stopped selling computers directly to corporations, and Lotus Development released Lotus Jazz for the Macintosh, for $595. 1988, Microsoft released two versions of Windows 2.1 graphical user interface-based operating systems for personal computers, less than a year after the release of Windows 2.0. This version specifically takes advantage of the advanced features of the 286 and 386 processors. 1991, Vince Perillo resigns as Fido News editor. 1994, the tokamak fusion test reactor at Princeton's University Plasma Physics Laboratory breaks the record for the highest temperature produced in a laboratory when it raises the temperature of plasma to 510 million degrees Celsius. 1997, Bandai and Sega jointly announced that their companies have rescinded a January decision to merge and become the largest game developer in the United States. Also in 1997, Eric S. Raymond first presents his essay on the philosophy of software engineering methods, The Cathedral and the Bazaar at the Linux Congress. Power Computing begins shipping the PowerTower Pro 250 computer featuring Macintosh compatibility for $4,495, and the website of Scan was hacked anonymously. And in 1999, Gary Norris, IBM's former director of software strategy and strategic relations, testifies in an ongoing antitrust trial against Microsoft. According to Norris, Microsoft quintupled royalties to $220 million to encourage IBM to drop support for Netscape Navigator, Lotus Notes, and other software. Also in 1999, in an ongoing series of attacks, hackers defaced the website of the U.S. Senate, which was taken down later in the day. The overall look of the website was left largely intact, but altered a news link that read Senator Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. Also, in a U.S. federal court in Salt Lake City, Utah, a hearing was held in the case of Caldera versus Microsoft. Lawyers for Microsoft defend the company's per-processor licensing practice as legal. Yahoo acquired Encompass Incorporation, and Yahoo also launched Yahoo Health. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the day in tech history. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, the website of Flashmail was hacked by Pentaguard. 2002, Handspring released the Trio 270 handheld computer. It featured a 12-bit 40996 color display and 33 megahertz Motorola Dragon Ball processor. It was priced at $499 and £549 in the UK. Handspring released the Trio 90 handheld computer also in 2002. It featured a color screen, Palm 4.1 OS, 16 megabytes of RAM, and secure digital slot. 2003, Novell enters the lawsuit between the SCO Group and IBM with a press release concerning the SCO Group's ownership of the Unix operating systems. To Novell's knowledge, as they state, the 1995 agreement governing SCO's purchase of Unix from Novell does not convey to SCO as associated copyrights. That was SCO Group's CEO, Darryl McBride. Also in 2003, founders Matt Mullenweg and Mike Little create WordPress, a free and open source blogging tool, otherwise known as content management system. WordPress, of course, has grown into one of the largest CMS programs on the web. 2004, Jessica Quintaga Sabita, former accounts payable clerk from the North Bay Healthcare Group, pled guilty to two counts of computer fraud. She admitted to using her computer to access the North Bay's accounting software without authorization and issuing approximately 127 checks payable to herself and others. Also in 2004, version 2.3.4 of the Python programming language was released. 2008, Judge Joseph Treisi ruled that Dell Computers engaged in fraud, false advertising, deceptive business, and abusive debt collection practices. They offered no interest, no payment financing options for its products, while Dell Financial Services would fail to honor them. Also in 2008, Sony announced that they would use the True Two-Way cable platform to integrate the set-top box into an HD TV. Comcast introduced the True Two-Way in January of 2009 at CES. And Yahoo sued the lottery spammers for using Yahoo's name in vain. The email said that they won a Yahoo lottery to try and extract information from the winner. 2009, Apple updated their low-end MacBook line, 13-inch 2.13 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo with 2GB DDR2 RAM for $999. You can get an upgrade to 4GB for $100 more. Apple also announced a free iPod Touch with Mac purchase. Also in 2009, Google gave away 4,000 Android handsets at Google I.O. as they showed off the Android 2.0 preview. FCC put out a document on how to get broadband out to rural areas. It was in addition to the 2008 Farm Bill for the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And IBM sued David Johnson, who quit IBM to go to work for Dell. IBM had no compete clause in the contract, and Johnson was the head of mergers and acquisitions at IBM. 2012, an Arizona man sues Google to take the trademark off the name Google. He believes that word was too synonymous with the search itself. And in 2013, digital currency Liberty Reserve was shut down. The founder was arrested on money laundering in Costa Rica. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.